and welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and I am here with my friend Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, welcome back, Jonathan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Actually,
how are you?
I guess it's welcome back to me. You didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere either.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, last week I was here, so.
You were.
All right.
And then today, for the first time, we have our friend Ben. Hey, Ben, how you doing, man?
Man, I am so pumped to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what I just noticed?
Ben has a really nice deep voice.
I was going to say, it's all about that bass,
I think this is going to go amazingly well.
I know, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Rawls.
I was wondering
if
you were
going
to point that out, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be nice. Oh, so, man. Ben is here as a special guest host. He's going to come in and host the next two shows for us.
Yeah.
So, we really appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it, man.
So, today we're recording on Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you.
Happy
both
Father's Day, gentlemen.
Happy Father's
Actually,
Day to
I am not a father as of yet. You know, I'm a godfather.
I still say happy Father's Day to you, though, because if you've ever been a mentor to a kid, if you've ever stepped in where somebody's father was absent and helped a kid along the way, you've been a father to
Absolutely.
Them.
I appreciate
and
that.
And godfathers definitely count.
Yeah, and I have two amazing nephews, Caleb and Eli. So
there you go.
So I appreciate it. Well, gentlemen, I hope you guys, well, we're recording, so it's not like you're spending time with your kids, but I hope you had a good day today.
Well, honestly, as a part-time single parent, I got to tell you, one of the funny things about Father's Day is that the best possible Father's Day is not to spend it with your kid. It's like you're going to spend plenty of time with your kid all week.
Yep.
That day of freedom is worth more than anything. Before we get rolling, I don't know if you guys noticed, we have a new logo.
I know, right?
It's new fantastic. Logo time. Yeah, man. So if you haven't checked it out yet, you can see it on our Facebook page or you can find it on our website. So anything interesting happened in you guys' lives this week?
Yeah, actually, I got an offer to go to another company last week.
Oh, congratulations.
You're taking a new job.
Yeah, taking a new job. So this week is my last week in my current employer.
And when you think about leaving, is there anything that you might do special on your last day or two at the company?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that I'm going to miss. There's a lot of things about my company that I'm going to miss. But there are just certain people that I'm just not going to miss.
Oh, really?
And I'm just so tempted to walk up to their desk on my last day and just do a really big DX chop right in front of their desk.
Like DX, meaning like Degeneration X back in the day?
Yeah.
Man, I will walk behind you with a boombox playing the theme.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I'm gonna put on like some Shawn Michaels chaps and everything. I really want to like go out with a bang. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, please take pictures. Please take pictures. Yes. That would be brilliant.
Oh man.
All right. Okay, Chris. Why don't you warm it up? Warm up, Chris. I'm about to
warm up, Chris. That's what I was born into. All right, kids. Say, kids. What time is it?
So today, what is that from?
Actually, it's from an old DC Talk song.
Oh, my God.
All right. So y'all's Warm It Up, Chris, question today is, Ken Burns documentary or random noun?
So, all right. Mr. Ken Burns over there, you love that dude.
I love Ken Burns, absolutely. And this, again, is coming from the Mental Floss Split Decision book by Jason English and Ethan Threx, or Trex.
You've been calling him Treyx this whole time.
Treyx. Okay, fine. Jason Treyx.
You're changing it now after 20 episodes.
Shut up. So, again, Ken Burns documentary or random noun?
All right, and Ben, you get to participate.
Yes, please do so. The first one is jazz. Jazz. Not to be confused with jazz hands.
I'm going random noun. I've never heard of this documentary.
I'll go documentary.
All right. It is a documentary, as a matter of fact. Actually, they had like a 6-CD set that came out alongside
Stupid
it.
Stupid Ken Burns.
All right. The next one is sculpture. Sculpture.
Random noun.
I'm going random noun.
Random noun is correct.
Thank you.
The next one is margarine. Margarine.
Random noun.
I'm going documentary on that one.
Random noun.
Oh, thank you.
Tied it up.
Before he even reads the next one, I'm going documentary.
All right.
Don't change your
game
order.
Theory. Your game theory.
Don't change your order.
I'm not going to do it. And which is a good thing you said this, because this was a slow pitch baseball.
Baseball. That's documentary. That's easy.
Documentary.
Yeah. Next one is javelin. Javelin.
I'm going documentary.
I'm
going
to say documentary, too.
That is a random noun.
Oh, phooey.
All right. And then finally, rabbits.
Rabbits. Documentary.
It's a documentary.
That, my friends, is a random noun.
Oh, Chris! Chris destroyed us by picking them, and a wonderfully good job. You did a great job.
All right. Do you want one more or wait for the next one to do it?
Sure. Go ahead. Give us one more.
Okay. The final one, guys, for today and warm it up, Chris, is it a lingerie football league team or a cocktail? All right.
This is going to be unbelievable.
So as those two words
knows,
together, it's.
Yeah.
There is a females football team out there called. Well, actually, they call it the Legends league, Football yep. League now. But
oh, how did you know that?
When the book. Well, they
actually, they I have a coworker game. That tried out for the team, local team here.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a team?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
What are they called?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Actually, I think they're called the Jacksonville Jazz, as a matter of fact.
So. I would have called them the Jacksonville Jaw Droppers.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be a good name?
Or Jawbreakers would be a good name.
Well, no, I'm trying. I'm trying to go with the whole sexy theme. It's a lingerie.
All right.
It's a lingerie league, for goodness sakes.
Okay. So the very first one for you guys is the Tampa Breeze. Is it a cocktail or a Legends Football League?
Man,
this is so unbelievably hard.
I know that they're. Is a drink called a sea breeze. I bet you there's a version called the Tampa Breeze.
Yeah, I'm going cocktail.
Lingerie football team. All right, next one, guys, is the Seattle Mist. Seattle Mist.
Sounds like a WNBA team.
Yeah, it does. I'm going cocktail.
I'm going team.
Lingerie football team.
Wow. Yeah.
Next one, the Cleveland Crush.
Drink.
Cocktail.
Lingerie football team.
whatever Ben goes, I'm going off the right now.
Oh, my God.
The next one, the Miami Sunset. Miami Sunset.
Drink.
Drink.
Cocktail.
Woo!
Got one.
Next one is Chicago Bliss. Chicago Bliss.
Football team.
I'm going cocktail.
Football team.
Oh.
And the final question of warming up, Chris, Phoenix Paradise. Phoenix Paradise.
Football team.
Football team.
Cocktail.
Boy, we suck, dude. We're terrible
horrible.
At that.
That's why we don't give any points for these questions, because they're just too silly and awesome.
So bad, you may not ask me to host anymore. That's just how bad that was.
No, you did about as well as Mark does, so you're fine.
All right. Okay, I'm good.
Zing.
Hi, Mark.
Zinger.
All right, you guys ready to get this thing rolling? In today's show, we're going to have six rounds featuring three questions each, and each question will be worth roughly 10 points. There will be a midpoint question worth 20 and a final question where we can wager any or all of the points we earned during the best of the game.
And if we can talk the host into giving us bonus points, there may be a few bonus points sprinkled in there as well.
I got a hint earlier that there might be bonus points.
Wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of bonus points myself. So.
All right. Well, trust me. Jonathan needs all the bonus points he can get.
You're so mean. So mean. All right, let's get
started.
You're
not disagreeing with me, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and start round one. Your first question in round one is a history question.
Okay.
What was Spanish explorer Ponce de León's first name?
It wasn't Ponce?
Or De Leon?
You know, it's funny. Maybe it was
Leon Ponce de Leon.
I was thinking it could be Ponch. Like, from Chips.
Awesome.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Ponce de Leon was not his first and last name. I did not know this.
You know what stinks is I live on Ponce de Leon.
You do.
And I do not
He's
know
very
the
uncomfortable.
Answer, and I do. I've really walked into that one. Wow.
Fernando.
Venezuela. Fernando's Hardaway. You look marvelous.
Miguel.
Jaime.
Juan Ponce de Leon.
Tito Santana. Headley.
I don't have one, man. I'm going to say Santiago.
Santiago Ponce de Leon?
That's his name.
Wow. All right. I went with just Juan, because I thought Ponce de Leon just sounded awesome.
All right. The correct answer is Juan.
Yeah!
Oh,
sometimes
man.
It's better to be lucky than good, kids.
Question two is anatomy. What is the common term for the tympanic membrane?
It's like, I've heard this before, but I'm not there.
All right, I'm locked in.
All right.
Insane in the membrane! Insane in the brain!
It sounded like somebody was giving you a Heimlich as you were doing that, dude.
Insane in the membrane! Man's insane! Got no brain!
Wow, I didn't realize that Mr. Burns from The Simpsons was in the...
I think it's more of a Grandpa Simpson than Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns would be more like, got no brain. Excellent.
Smithers. Smithers. Where are our brains?
Release the hounds.
Anyway, okay, so go back to the tympanic membrane.
Yep.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark, and I'm going to say it's the pupil.
It is the eardrum.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar.
Tympanic, like a timpani, which is a type of drum.
Oh, no, it's because that's the thing that's broken in my ear.
Oh, no.
Yes, and down in the ear bone.
Should we take away points because you should have really known that?
Wow.
No, it's not the first time that's happened. It won't be the last.
Oh, hey, 10 to 10 all of a sudden.
Wow. Third question. We're all caught up here.
I'm on a come up. I'm on a heater.
All right, last question of the
round. Throw him the heater, Ricky. Sorry.
Last question of the round is in science.
Science!
All right, on the color wheel, red, blue, and yellow are the three primary colors. What are the three secondary colors?
Man, my aunt is going to be pissed at me.
Okay, you said red, blue, and yellow were the primary?
Red, blue, and yellow are the primary colors. What are the three secondary colors?
Okay, I got mine locked in.
So, I don't know for sure what makes a secondary color, but I think if you like take a red pane of glass and a yellow pane of glass and merge them together, it turns into orange. I think it's the color that you make by merging these three things like that. So, yellow and blue make green, so I'm going green. Red and blue make purple or violet, so I'm going to go with purple. And red and yellow make orange, so I'm saying green, orange, and purple.
Wow. Verbatim. Exactly what I have.
Yep. It's orange, green, and purple.
Nice.
Yes.
Aunt Sandy won't kill me. Aunt Sandy won't kill me.
Yeah, it's always a good thing when people won't kill you.
At least not for that reason.
Nope.
Well, she's an art teacher, and it's just I can just imagine her cringing. It's just like, come on, Chris, get it right. Get it right.
All right. Score check after the first round. It is a tie, 20 to 20.
All right.
All right, fellas. For the second round, your first question is music.
Music.
Within 2 years, either way.
Oh,
Mark.
Boo. Mark and your stupid 2 year questions.
All right, within 2 years, either way, what year was Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede released?
Suede. Blue Suede.
Blue Suede.
So it's spelled Swede, but pronounced Suede?
S-U-E-W.
This is S-W-E-D-E.
Yeah, it's Suede. It's Blue Suede.
I thought it was S-U-E-D-E.
Well, it may be a mistype, but the band is Blue Suede. That's the bottom line.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
It's the best overture to a pop song ever.
Crazy, man.
And also, like, it became famous again when Guardians of the Galaxy came out last year.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, we got to get Ben to sing while he's here. Saying it's going to happen.
I wish I knew the song, I'd do it.
You don't know that song?
I mean, I know it, but I don't know enough to sing it.
Well, I'm not going to play it for you, but it goes
Hooked on a feeling.
Close enough. There you go. Here.
I am believing.
Oh, God. What year did it come out? It's before, it's in the 70s. It is.
Hey, just like you and me.
And me.
And Ben.
It
I didn't want to assume.
No.
You could have been late
70s, but yeah.
You could have been an 80 baby. I didn't know.
No, it's late 70s.
All right, there you go.
I'm still a Gen Xer.
I'm still the oldest one in the room. Dadgummit.
I'm just going to try and cut it in the middle. I'm going to say 1975.
Okay. I put 77 because I wanted it to get kind of close up to that late round 79 and stuff, so.
The correct answer is 1974.
Oh, man.
Year.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
Man, so the same year I was born. No wonder I like that song so much.
So that's a win for me and a loss for you there?
Well, it's a win for you, yes. You get 10 points, but it's not a loss by any stretch.
You didn't get any points.
This time.
Loss.
Okay, one.
All right, and so our second question.
second
question
round?
In round two.
There you go.
Is drugs. The insomnia medication, zolpidem tartrate, is most commonly marketed in the United States under what name?
Sledgehammer.
Bam, bam. Where did that come from?
I just thought of hitting somebody in the head with a hammer to put them to sleep.
Okay. That's an effective way to...
I know.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question again, please?
Yes. The insomnia medication, zolpidem tartrate, is most commonly marketed in the United States under what name?
If you named five drugs, I probably wouldn't be able to tell you which ones were even insomnia medicines. The only insomnia medicine I've ever had would be NyQuil.
I knew you were going to say that. Jinx, show me your coke.
But you didn't say anything.
You said NyQuil at the same time.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I didn't even hear you. All right, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark.
just from the sound of the name, I almost want to say Zoloft, but that's like an antidepressant medicine. So that's what's kind of scaring me off a little bit about that.
It could be both, though.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. And that's what's kind of tripping me out a little bit. And then there's,
if it's tripping you out, maybe you should take
Bob's
some Zoloft.
Tripping, but I'm going to say it.
Your father said you want my bike back.
Pop's tripping.
Just keep it in my house for a little while.
Oh, you want some Mr. Woman? Huh?
No. Get off your ass and get in this car. Boy, I don't know why you come down here messing with these people.
Oh, man.
So as a great side note, I knew that my wife was the one for me when I was dating her.
Oh, yeah?
And she had a copy of Friday under her.
That's all it took?
That was like the confirmation.
What if your homeboy had a copy of Friday? Would he be the one for you?
No, it's like, you know, when you're in a dating scene, like, I really like this girl, but I don't know if I really want to go all the way. And then I saw that movie, and I was like, yes, she is the one for me.
You heard the angels in the background going,
yeah. To this day, that is the only movie that I have paid for and watched in the theater multiple times. I've not done that with any other movie but that one.
Yeah. I've never done that with a movie ever.
Yeah, I can't say that, period.
I know you can't. Chris does it like every movie. He's like,
no, that's not every movie.
Do you want to see that? Okay, how about you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll see it again. No problem.
So, and then I think Midol is like the headache stuff, right? I mean, so.
I know it's very special headache stuff.
Yeah, that's a different.
Oh, it's that stuff. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
That stuff. That should have been in your wedding pack.
I don't want to help you out with answers, but if you say that, we're laughing at you.
Okay. No, it's not that.
Even though, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. A girl's got having her moment, and you give her some medicine, it puts her to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So many jokes to insert right there.
You know what? I'm going to go with my first gut reaction because I really don't know. I can't think of another one, so I'm going to go Zoloft.
Okay.
I said Ambien.
Oh, that's exactly
the correct answer
what it
is Ambien.
Yeah, nice
oh,
job,
thank
man.
You. Woo!
Nice job.
So the only reason I had the word Ambien in my head at all is from a rap lyric. I think it's an Empire State of Mind. It's a city never sleeps, better take you an Ambien or something like that.
So I have a funny Ambien story also.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
So I was in a training class with my current job, a couple of jobs ago, but my current company. We were on a break, and one of the classmates was dozing off. He said, I couldn't sleep last night. And so the girl sitting next to him said, well, you sound like you need some Ambien. So then he responds, sounds like you need some shut up.
Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, so the last question of this round is elections.
Okay.
Oh, here's where Chris jumps back in.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Vice presidents were originally the presidential candidates receiving the second largest number of electoral votes until which amendment changed that into what we have today?
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking for a number.
Yeesh. Yeah. Let me see if I can work my way into this. You wrote yours down?
Yeah, you're good. Wait. No, you're good. I'm kidding.
So we know that happened.
No, wait.
Shut up. I'm pretty sure that Jackson chose his own because I can't see Martin Van Buren getting the second most votes. So it would have been somewhere around the 1820s. I'm going to say the 11th Amendment.
See, what's interesting is you and I went about it completely different. I went about it amendment-wise and trying to remember which amendment was which.
Oh, I knew I couldn't do that.
And so, like, obviously you have the first 10 amendments.
Exactly.
And everything. And I didn't think it was the 11th Amendment. I knew it wasn't the 13th because we've actually talked about the 13th Amendment a lot on this show. So I said it was the 12th Amendment.
Might be.
Correct answer is 12th.
Nice.
Couldn't you give me like within one either way?
No.
I told
if
you.
If I had written the question, it probably would have been.
All right, let's do a score check here.
Yeah, you're up on me by 10 points, I believe.
Jonathan is winning 40 to 30.
Yep. All right.
All right, fellas, round three. Your first question is television.
Televisione.
TV.
Univision. Unibrow. Galvavision.
Smell-o-vision.
Telemundo.
You know, they actually tried to do smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
It was a terrible idea.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But that idea stunk.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, within 2 years either way.
Oh, Mark.
What year did WKRP in Cincinnati go off the air?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
That was a star-studded cast, by the way.
Did you watch that show?
Yeah.
Vaguely. I vaguely remember.
Did you see the Thanksgiving episode? They, on a Thanksgiving stunt, they threw a bunch of turkeys out of a helicopter, and they all just landed and splat, and they're all then Les Desmond's out there, but he's like, oh, the humanity! God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, man.
That is such a classic episode, man. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, so that was a classic 80s TV show.
Howard Hessman.
That's exactly who I'm thinking about. Right afterwards, he went on and did a TV show called Head of the Class, which was also in the 80s, which means that it couldn't be way too late in the 80s, because if it was, then that would be considered more of a 90s show. So if he did Head of the Class in like 87-ish, 88-ish, that means that this show would have gone off the air in like 86 or 87. That's kind of where I'm leaning there. I'm going to say 1987.
All right.
Oh, wow. You're saying that's when it ended was 87?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I said 1981.
The correct answer is 1982.
Ah! So it was more of a 70s TV show then.
Yeah. Head of the Class was 1986.
Yep.
Wow. Head of the Class was 86 to 1990.
But Chris, you were only like 1 year off, man. That was really good.
Well, I was figuring that Head of the Class was 87, 88 was when it started, because for some reason I thought it bled into the 90s, and so which it did, but barely. And I thought that Howard Hessman was, I remember him looking a lot younger in WKRP than he did in Head of the Class. What's amazing is I can't remember the big guy's name.
His name in the show is Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, but it's Dan something or other. I can't remember it fully, but he actually is now a producer of all of these teen TV shows on Disney Channel that
everybody keeps
talking about. Yeah, huh. He's making like a ton of bank just from producing all these shows like iCarly and all the other stuff that's out there. Yeah.
You know who else was in that show? Mike Tyson's future girl.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, Robin Givens.
Robin Givens.
She's the only person I remember from the show.
All right, so that was question one of round three.
I tied it up, kids.
Your second question is presidents.
President Leones.
Who was the only president to ever be divorced during their lifetime?
Oh, during their lifetime.
During their lifetime?
During their lifetime.
All right, so the one that I know absolutely without a shadow of a doubt had a divorce was Ronald Reagan. Nancy Reagan was his second wife, and the first one was divorced. Andrew Jackson, I feel like, had a divorce. There was a big controversy scandal thing over that, where he had left his wife, and they were apart, but when he tried to go and get remarried, there was like some scandal about it, and so he had to get a divorce.
Right, but I don't think he got divorced, though.
I thought there was a divorce in there.
Mm, interesting.
Ronald Reagan's my answer.
Well, the answer to state is Ronald Reagan.
Yep, my answer is Ronald Reagan as well. So
we both got it right. Now let's do a little research. Triumphed in the 1828 presidential election. His wife, Rachel, died of a heart attack after surviving a brutal campaign that ripped her to shreds. And he swore he'd never forgive those who attacked the woman who had been the center of his world. I'm glad I said Reagan.
Okay, so the last question until halftime is a sports question. All right, as of opening day 2015, how many current Major League Baseball teams have not won a World Series championship?
Oh.
Let's take a minute.
We're going to take some time for this one.
I'm going to write some stuff down.
Me too.
All right, do it.
Me too.
Do it.
If you like, I can sing my jazz version of Jeopardy while you guys are thinking.
I would love that, actually.
That would be phenomenal.
Da, 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 da. Da 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 da.
You know, what's funny for me, the only way to do this is to write down every freaking team by division. That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, I'm not writing every team down, but I'm going through division.
Hey man, whatever you gotta do to get it done, man.
Okay. Mine's locked in. Jonathan looks like he's in pain.
Yeah, you can see the hamsters are going really fast around the wheel over there right now.
So what was your number?
I wrote 6.
I wrote 6 as well.
Okay.
I have the Rays, the Padres, the Rockies, the Astros, the Nationals, and the Mariners.
Ah, see, I may have missed something there because I have the Rays, the Rangers, the Mariners, the Nationals, the Astros, and the Padres.
The Rangers. I forgot the Rangers.
So it's 7, isn't it?
The correct answer actually is 8.
Oh.
The Rays, the Rockies, the Mariners, the Nationals, the Padres, the Brewers.
The Brewers!
Astros, and the Rangers.
I literally wrote down Rangers and didn't move them over to the list.
So the interesting thing about that question is I could very easily have written down all 30 baseball teams, but I would have had no idea whether they'd actually won a World Series or not.
Oh, my God.
And I forgot all about the Rockies.
I forgot about the Brewers.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. So going into halftime,
Jonathan, scorch it. Going into halftime, Jonathan has 50 and Chris has 0.
Yes, because Jonathan can't add. I believe Chris has 50 also.
No, Chris has 40.
No, I should have 50, dude. I tied you up.
Did you get the second question in the round right?
Yes.
You had to say
Ronald Reagan.
Oops. It's a tie game, 50-50.
Hey!
All right, let's do a midpoint question.
Midpoint!
All right. According to the most recent data released by the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, name 4 of the 6 states with the highest violent crime rates in the United States. And violent crime is murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault.
Wow.
Wow.
4 of the 6 states with the highest violent crime rates.
Okay.
Do you need to write down all 50 states and eliminate? Or?
Let me pull up a map here.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Wow. You've already written your answers down?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I'll tell you what my thought process is in a minute.
All right, I have my answers written down. I'm either like all right or all wrong here.
So my answer was California, Florida, New York, and Texas.
Okay. I went the opposite. I figured Dirty South might be a driver here, so I said Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And just because I love you guys in Massachusetts, I said Massachusetts.
The 6 top states with the highest violent crime rates are Alaska, New Mexico, Nevada,
wow,
Tennessee, South Carolina, Louisiana.
I got one!
You said Louisiana?
I said Louisiana.
You just said Louisiana, so you got 5 there.
Man. Wow.
Man, we both Stunkosaurus Rex.
We were that was a really hard question.
It's one of those shocking stats, like you just don't see that coming.
Yeah. Well, Alaska, absolutely. I should have reversed my thought process on that for sure.
Score check after midpoint. It is 55 for Jonathan to 50 for Chris.
Man, we were just blazing up the charts after that mid-round question, man.
All right. So your first question of the 4th round is geography.
All right. Crap.
What is the only country crossed by the equator and the Tropic of Capricorn?
Wow.
Ooh.
It's a big freaking country. I really don't have a great sense of where the equator is. I know the Tropic of Capricorn is the southern tropic. The ones that are coming to my head are Brazil, China, Australia. Those are really the only ones that are coming to my head right now. Because they're tall. Chile is tall, too. So is Argentina, but they don't go high enough.
Food.
They don't go high enough up.
I love Chile.
I'm gonna say Brazil.
Okay.
I think the equator might cross the top, and the Tropic of Capricorn might cross the very bottom.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. I actually went with size, and I went with China.
The correct answer is Brazil.
Nice. Yes. Good job, man.
China could totally do it if it was turned on its side, I think. Yeah.
All right. So the next question in round 4. The category is alcoholism.
Great.
What is the 2-word slang term for the broken capillaries in a heavy drinker's face, which also shares a name with a popular 90s band?
That's the part that's throwing me off, is that second part right there. If you said the first part, I would have stuck with my answer and been done with it.
Blink 182.
Cypress Hill.
Foo Fighters.
Nice. Actually, I know how they got their name.
How did they get their name?
He wanted to have a nondescript name for his band, and so he was watching this 1940s movie about these aliens attacking, and they called themselves, the aliens were Foo Fighters.
Oh.
And so that's how he came up with the name.
Wow.
It's also why on the very first CD or album that they did, has this very plastic looking alien gun on the front of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and lock in my answer, so if you want to talk it out, because I can't think of another one.
Okay. I am trying to think of things that sound disease-ish. Not disease-ish, but...
Sister Hazel.
Like, the one that is coming to my mind, like Papa Roach or something.
I didn't think about
Pearl
that.
Pearl Jam. Alcoholics get this permanent, like, rosy cheeks kind of thing. So I'm looking for something with, like, cheeks or nose. I don't have a good answer. I'm going to say Pearl Jam.
Actually, they named that after their grandmother.
That's great.
Anyway. Now, the answer I wrote down, which is the answer I'm sticking with, is bloodshot, because bloodshot eyes. But I don't think that's the right answer. For some reason, dead-eyed dick came into my mind. Anyway, what's the right answer?
The correct answer is gin blossoms.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
It has an alcohol in it.
Yeah.
God. Stupid gin blossoms.
All right. The last question in the round. The category is music.
Okay.
That was music.
Well, this is more music.
Come on.
The other one was alcoholism. Come on, get in the game, mister.
I just read the questions. I don't make them. At least not
Don't
in this
shoot
case.
The messenger.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've heard somebody say that.
All right. Jose Menendez, father of convicted murderers Lyle and Eric Menendez, was a record executive and the man responsible for the success of what 80s group?
Wow.
As a side note, there are options written here, so I don't
know.
There's
multiple choice?
There is. I can give you multiple choice if you want it.
I want it.
So, your options?
I have an answer in my head.
You think it's right?
I really kind of think I do.
All right, well, then you can decide whether we get multiple choice or not.
Okay, go ahead and give the multiple choice, but I'm a little sour.
So, multiple choice
Well, then if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
No, it's okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Your options are New Kids on the Block, Menudo, Color Me Bad.
The one that I was thinking of before you said those was Menudo. Oh, you haven't written yours down?
No. But please feel free to continue.
But it could very well be Color Me Bad since they were from...
I wanna... Anyway, my answer in my head before he gave the multiple choices was Menudo, and that's what I was going to stick with.
I'm going with Menudo, too.
Answer is Menudo.
Yeah.
Score is 75 to 60 going into round five.
Round five.
All right, guys. Your first question in round five. Category is music. This is my favorite question of all of them.
All right. Music. All right.
Double music.
In September 2014, the Christian rap album Anomaly became the first of its kind to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. Name the artist.
Yes. Boom. Writing that junk down. I own that album.
I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, disadvantageous for you, but...
Chris thinks he's special, but I think the guy's name is Lecrae.
Yeah, he's right. It's Lecrae.
It is Lecrae.
Woo! You ain't the only one who got the answer right!
Yeah, you guessed. I knew the answer.
Yes, I guessed Lecrae.
Yeah.
That was
said, I think,
out of all the things in the world
I think,
in my head...
Excuse me, I think I know the answer. I believe it's Lecrae,
is what you said.
It was obviously a guess, yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway... It's crazy to think that was the first one.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Was it number one?
It debuted number one on the pop chart.
Debuted. Yeah.
Debuted at number one on the pop chart.
That's Lecrae.
What? Lecrae.
That's Lecrae Cray.
That's Lecrae Cray. It is Lecrae Cray.
Awesome.
All right. So your second question in round five is a sports question.
All right.
Who is the all-time NBA leader in assists?
My only concern is that it might have changed.
That's my fear also.
That's
but,
my fear.
Yeah.
Right? Because I haven't paid a lot of attention in the last 10 years or so. But without a shadow of a doubt, unless it's changed recently, the answer is John Stockton.
That's my answer, too.
Answer is John Stockton.
Yeah. Because I think he's, like, so far past everybody else.
How far ahead of Magic is he?
Well, remember, the problem with Magic was he didn't play nearly as long as John Stockton did.
He didn't play as long, and he actually was the all-time assist leader until he retired, and John Stockton passed him because he played.
I thought he was way high up.
No, interesting. I did not know that. That's really cool.
He was his percentage, his per-game numbers were crazy.
Yeah.
So your last question this round is literature.
I love literature.
How many acts are in William Shakespeare's plays?
I hate literature. All right, I'm going to write my answer down.
Honestly, the easy answer is three because usually most good plays have three acts. But I'm going to say they have two because if I remember correctly, Romeo and Juliet, they only have two acts. So my answer is two.
So when I wrote it down, the first number that came into my mind was five.
Ooh.
I know it's not two. It's three or five. I wrote down three. In my head, I couldn't recall whether or not the climax is the fifth act or the third act. But I guessed the third, so I said three.
The correct answer is five.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's got a bit of application.
That stinks, because that's what I was thinking first.
Yeah.
Doggone it. Okay, so that was the end of the fifth round. So now it is 95 to 80.
All right, your six round questions. The first of those questions are categories animals.
Animals!
What is the name for a baby hippopotamus?
George.
Love him and squeeze him and hug him all over and call him George.
We'll call him George. That's what his mom named him.
With last name being of the jungle.
I was going to say Potamus. His name's George Potamus.
I have an answer, but I don't think it's right.
I have an answer, too. Okay, I'm in.
I think it's something that's like, I think it shares a name with like another animal. And so it's like, Kid is in my head. Roo actually is in my head. And so that's just kind of what's kind of going through it a little bit. And of course, George now is running through my head. So thank you. Thank you, George Foreman.
Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
Thanks, Obama. I'm going to say it's a calf.
I'm right there with you. I said calf.
Answer is calf.
Nice.
It's any, a lot of the babies are calves, especially mammals.
Okay. The second question in round six is world history.
Okay.
Who is the first non-royal to appear on a British postage stamp?
Oh, wow.
Harry Potter.
Wait, wouldn't that be awesome if that was true?
Oh, if that was the answer, I'm going to kick myself again. Because I keep telling myself not to just spit out answers that might be it.
Non-royal.
First non-royal to appear on a British postage stamp.
A British postage stamp.
Yes.
Correct.
All right, sweet. You got it right. Nice job.
I really hope they didn't put fictional characters on their postage stamps.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
They do?
We do.
Oh. Who?
The U.S.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, what fictional characters they put on postage stamps?
I guarantee there's been like a Peter Pan. I bet you Mickey Mouse has been on one.
Oh, yeah, Mickey's been on one. Snoopy's been on.
America stupid stuff like that.
So back to this question.
First non-royal to appear on a British postal stamp.
Written in lock.
Oliver Cromwell, long time ago, never took the crown. He was the Lord Protector of the realm of England, but he refused. He was the leader of a uprising, basically, and he refused to be crowned king. So it could very well be him. That's the one that I'm thinking it might be if it's a political person, because that would technically not be a royal. It could be one of their prime ministers. Winston Churchill is the other guy that seems really most likely because prime minister is not royal. I'm going to say that I bet it's Winston Churchill. So I'm going to say Churchill.
Man, it's like you're reading my paper. I said Churchill also.
Correct answer is William Shakespeare.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a really
man
clever one.
Why did I not even think of that? Nice.
I wonder, do you happen to know what year that came out?
Doesn't say what year.
We're going to have to check the show notes for that, people. If you're interested, I know I'm interested now in what year that stamp came out.
And also, again, check out the show notes. They're awesome.
Thank you. This
awesome
week's the sports episode actually is publishing in about an hour or so, and I liberally borrowed Bull Durham clips for episode 21. There was one I just put in there because it was so hilarious.
All right. Your last question in this round before our final question is in a category of movies.
Okay.
This is like the first movies question.
I know.
Name the movie that all of the following actors appeared in. William H. Macy.
Every movie ever.
No, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Between the two of them.
William H. Macy, Jeffrey Rush.
Samuel L. Jackson. Crap.
And Ben Stiller.
Sam again?
William H. Macy, Jeffrey Rush, Ben Stiller.
I'm going to write my answer down.
Really? You know this?
I think I do.
Wow. Because I'm a little stumped here.
I know I got at least two of the three, and I'm
okay
pretty sure I got all three.
I'm just impressed you know who Jeffrey Rush is, because he's not like besides being an Academy Award winner, he's not really that well known.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. It might not be him, actually.
I'm hoping you get the answer, because I'm rooting for you here, and also I'm really hoping I get the answer, because I'm right now kind of clueless about this.
It would be ironic if the first movies question was a good one for me and a bad one for him.
Well, that's exactly what it's turning out to be right now, for sure. Jeffrey Rush was in Amadeus. He plays the classic jerk in so many movies. And then, of course, William H. Macy is just so, like, underplayed. A lot of people don't know who the heck he is, but he's so good at just about everything he's in.
He looks like a full-grown Peter Dinklage.
He really, that's a great analogy. And also, he's married to Felicity Huffman.
I didn't think it was all that great, because I don't know who either of those people are.
Have you ever seen the Game of Thrones commercials?
No.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just going to throw something out there. I think it's wrong, but I can't wait to hear your answer. But I'm going to say The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, or Mitty, excuse me, Mitty with an M.
Okay, so I know that William H. Macy and Ben Stiller did a movie together.
No!
And I think...
Dang it, I know the answer now. Son of a...
Too late.
Biscuits.
I wrote down Mystery Man.
Mystery Man, dang it!
Really,
yes,
dude?
Yes, because Jeffrey Rush was the bad guy. I couldn't remember the stupid...
Why is it that after I said their names
dang
together,
it
you knew the answer?
Dang it. He's right.
That expression on your face of what you did just now is amazing. So, yes, the answer is Mystery Man.
Because William H. Macy was like the Digger or something like that, and Ben Stiller was... What was his character? Like Explosion Man or something?
I have no idea.
Like, he's like, don't make me mad, I'm going to explode, kind of thing.
But Jeanine Garofalo was in it. She was the one that had the bowling ball,
the bowling
right?
girl.
Yeah. I think it was the bowler, actually, but it was like her dad's essence was in the bowling ball.
That movie was terribly awesome.
So Chris, it really was.
Just as a side note, you know, the device we have in front of the microphones is to prevent spit and sound warning microphone is not intended to be a headrest, although you did use it for that purpose.
Jonathan can attest, I use it as a headrest just about every episode.
What I want to know, did you forget?
We need to take a picture of that next time he does it and put it in the show notes.
I forgot.
Did you forget?
I really did.
No. Did you forget you were looking for Ben Stiller?
No. I couldn't think. Well, no, because, I mean, because
you
Stiller...
focused on Macy and Rush when you were talking, but you never mentioned...
No,
guys together.
No, but Ben Stiller was the, I mean, he was the lead actor in Secret Life of Walter Mitty. So, no, I was in
so
there, but
thinking.
I couldn't put the two together that I was really thinking of, which was William H. Macy and Jeffrey Rush. And I forgot that Jeffrey Rush was in this stupid movie.
All right. The
so going
scores
into the
going into the final.
Yeah.
Jonathan has 115 and Chris has 90.
So the category for this question is U.S. state capitals.
All right, I've written down my wager.
Me too.
All right, you guys ready?
Let's get jiggy.
Na 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 na.
Again, I can't do the dances. I don't want to kick the table over.
Getting jiggy with it.
All right, put the following U.S. state capitals in order from the northernmost at the top of your slip.
Oh, wow.
Down to the southernmost at the bottom.
I was thinking it was going to be populations.
Your capitals are Columbus, Des Moines, Raleigh, and Sacramento. Northernmost or southernmost?
There's a potential trick in this question, and that's what's driving me to distraction. All right, so the thing that strikes me about this is that North Carolina and South Carolina's capitals are both in here. And so you would think, okay, well, North Carolina's going to be above South Carolina.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Columbia or Columbus?
Columbus.
There is no Columbia capital.
That really screws me up because I thought he was talking about Columbus, Ohio.
He could be.
Because I thought that was the capital.
Maybe it is.
Okay.
Maybe I'm the one who's way off. I thought it was Columbus, South Carolina. What is the capital of South Carolina? Don't look it up. I'm asking. Does either you know?
No.
Am I allowed to say? I know it. Am I allowed to say? It would be Columbia.
Columbia, South Carolina?
Yeah, it's Columbia, South
Carolina. So I'm the one who made the mistake then.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, that explains the trick.
Well, I guess you got this question.
I got this question wrong.
All right, because I was like, I really thought this was Ohio, and he's in South Carolina, and normally he's dead on when it comes to the capital, so I was like, crap, I screwed up.
No, I screwed up. I thought the capital of South Carolina was Columbus, so that means that I'm wrong. I said Des Moines, Raleigh, Columbus, Sacramento.
Okay, I said Sacramento, Columbus, Des Moines, and Raleigh.
So Sacramento is at the very bottom of California.
See, and I thought it was up a little bit more. I thought it was
Sacramento's like North Cal.
San Diego's
bottom. So the correct answers are Des Moines, Columbus, Sacramento, and Raleigh.
Please. All right, so we both just totally tanked that. We were terrible.
Yeah, you bet zero, didn't you?
No, I didn't bet zero.
Really?
I bet enough to cover you if you got it right. I bet 66.
Okay, I bet 26.
Oh, I think you beat me. You did beat me.
Oh, wow.
Chris, you won 64-49.
Wow. I'll take the win because I am the Chris and I am awesome.
All right, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. I want to do a shout out. As you know, the last couple of episodes, we've been doing shout outs to our Trivial Warfare Army listeners. Had a really cool brainstorm earlier today, actually. I was thinking about them.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, you know, saying I'm a member of the Trivial Warfare Army kind of doesn't roll off the tongue, right? So I was thinking, well, what could I call them that's easier to call them something?
TWA.
What about Warheads?
Nice.
So
I like it.
I like it too.
And you can send them a warhead.
You're right.
You can send them the candy.
I could send them warheads candy. So yeah. So if you're a member of the TWA, you are officially a warhead. And if
That's
you're
good.
Not a member of the TWA, go out to trivialwarfare.com.
And our question is, why the heck not?
Push the button. You'll get the newsletter. You will be a member of our fan club.
You get a magnet. I mean,
that's right.
Jonathan gives you a shout-out. I mean, what more can we give you?
Speaking of the shout-out, this one goes out to John Spar Jr.
Okay.
John is a listener up in Tiffin, Ohio. He actually runs a radio station up there.
Nice.
WTTF. So shout out to John Spar Jr. We appreciate you listening, man.
Thanks, John.
So anyway, you know where our website is. You know we're on Facebook. You know where to find us. So I'm going to stop telling you to do it, and you just do it.
Do it.
Do it.
You can do it.
All
do
right.
It now.
Thanks, Arnold.
That was awesome.
Get us out of here, Chris.
All right, Ben, thank you so much for filling in today. That was awesome.
Yeah, good job.
Man. Oh, I had a great time. Thanks
Excellent.
So much.
Well, we look forward to you being here next week also.
Appreciate
if you want to contact us, please contact Jonathan at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Trivial with an L.
Yes, trivial. Thank you. trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Until next week. Until next week's very special episode of Trivial Warfare, that's Jonathan, that's Ben, I'm the Chris, and I'm awesome, where this is not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody.
Bye. Say bye, Ben.
Goodbye.
Bye, Ben. Or Krusty the Clown.
That's yeah, I that knew that.
It. Yeah.
All right, so before we get out of here.
Well, that was awful.
That's more that was like, pretty good.
That's what.
Not.
Yeah, it's more like.
That's yeah. me too, yeah. Wow.
In my head, it sounded good. Never mind.
Wow. Everybody's against you, Chris.
Oh, everybody hates Chris.
That was a good show, by the way. That was a really
everybody
good show.
Everybody hates Chris. I'll say that after you win. If you Excellent. Want me to say that after you win, I'll do that.
Dude, all I know is that's the show title without a shadow of a doubt.
Might be.